Can Metamucil lower your cholesterol? Does it really work? I'm Hamza Aziz, the producer of the Talkman Docs podcast. You might know Talkman Docs from their popular YouTube channel. Can fiber really lower your cholesterol? Let's look at the science behind Metamucil.
Are there different ways to lower your cholesterol other than taking the pills that are recommended?
Are you trying to irritate people right out of the gate?
No, this rings close to home for me, right? Because yeah. I have high cholesterol and I'm taking medication for it. And I'm wondering, is there things I can do other than a good diet and exercise to help reduce? I'm talking about dietary supplements.
Okay, so specifically we're talking about one of them today.
Yeah, but before we go, can you guess what the global market for dietary supplements is?
Like all supplements for all purposes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it would be tens, if not hundreds of billions of dollars.
$175 billion globally.
That's a lot.
And guess how many dietary supplements there's estimated to be out there?
No idea.
50 to 80,000.
Yeah.
Which is why it's hard for the FDA to regulate dietary supplements.
Well, that's the second thing you're saying to irritate people. So I'm just saying,
it's tough for them too because there's so many, right?
Yes.
You can't be regulated. So,
the thing that's interesting is that a lot of people don't love big pharma. So there's our third one. Let's get that out there now. Everybody's blood pressure is really, really high. Is that big pharma actually is regulated, but like supplement companies aren't, and they're still a business and they're still selling you stuff. So they still have the same potential for bias and maybe to be a little bit crooked to sell you something that's not legit.
Right.
So you have to proceed with caution, I think, in all aspects of life.
Yeah, exactly. Like you said, a pill that is prescribed has to go through a very rigorous process before it can be allowed.
It's not perfect, and studies can be manipulated, but
generally it's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
However, a dietary supplement doesn't have to go through these things. And a dietary supplement can make any claim it wants.
Yes.
As opposed to a prescription pill, which has to prove its claim.
Okay, so before we get too deep and we lose people, welcome to Talking with Docs. I'm Dr. Brad Whedon.
And I'm Dr. Paul Zalzer.
We're going to talk about Metamucil and its role in lowering cholesterol.
A dietary supplement. Originally, it wasn't really designed to lower cholesterol, right?
Right, no.
Metamucil was originally designed to help with your gut health.
Right.
And then we later on sort of learned things about, hey, it's also helping people lose weight.
Or generically speaking, psyllium husk, I guess, too, rather than using
your psyllium.
Yeah. With respect to cholesterol, I think there's three groups of people.
Okay.
So there's the first group who says, I recognize that cholesterol is bad for me. I accept current modern science, and I'll do anything to lower it, supplements, medications, whatever it takes.
That's the first one.
The second group is the group of people like, yeah, I think I accept that cholesterol is bad for me and bad for my health. I'll do anything except take medications like statins to lower my cholesterol. Sorry, that's the fourth thing that's going to make your blood pressure go up. Mm-hmm. And then there's the third group of people who's a newer group of people. Part of, unfortunately, this divisive world that we live in, who say, I do not accept any of the past history and the countless randomized controlled trials that show cholesterol is bad for me. I think cholesterol is a non-issue. You people are focusing on the wrong thing.
Okay.
The one thing I'd say to that last group is that I think the trouble is it's a little more nuanced than saying just cholesterol. And that's why there have been studies that people have normal cholesterol and have heart attacks, or people have high cholesterol and they don't have heart attacks. But it's a combination of really the lipoproteins is what we're talking about. It's not actually the cholesterol. And there are ways to measure this, whether it's the size of the particle or ApoB, the little particles that are on the LDL. So there's a whole bunch of different ways to measure it. And I think some of that was lost in some of these trials. And that's why there are seemingly groups of people that have high cholesterol and don't have the problems.
Right.
But that's a way longer video, and we'd bring in 19 specialists that could discuss that later on.
Right.
So today we're gonna talk about psyllium husk or Metamucil. A, is there any evidence that it can help you? And how does it even work? What does cholesterol do? So let's start at the beginning. What is cholesterol?
What does it do? Cholesterol is a naturally occurring substance in your body. It's made in your liver.
Okay.
And it's a hormone.
Wait a second. It's not just stuff that we get from eggs?
No, it's not stuff
we make
eat. Yeah, shrimp. That kind of stuff.
Okay.
But I like shrimp, but it's high in cholesterol.
Right.
But yeah, your body makes it. It's a necessary substance in your body. It exists in all your cell membranes.
Every single one.
The cell is the smallest unit of life in your body, and your cells are always reproducing.
Yeah.
And the cell membrane, the phospholipid bilayer that's selectively permeable, lets some things in, lets some things out. That has cholesterol.
And that's what keeps it fluid, they say, is the cholesterol. Okay, number one, so it's in every cell membrane. Number two, it's a critical part of making hormones. So the three big hormones are estrogen, testosterone, and cortisol. And our liver makes these, and so do our gonads, and so does our adrenal gland. Mm-hmm. These hormones are made using cholesterol. So number two is hormone formation.
And it's funny, vitamin D is a hormone. We've made a video about
this.
Melatonin is a hormone. People take that.
Does vitamin D have cholesterol?
Vitamin D has
cholesterol. It sure does. Yeah, so even though it's a vitamin, we believe it's a hormone as well.
Yeah.
So that's number
It's just funny that people take that some supplements are hormones.
Yeah, it is interesting.
It's in digestion, right? Okay. It's an integral part of bile salts that are necessary for proper digestion.
Right. So to deal with fat. So it helps emulsify the fat and break it down. And that's where this really kind of targets it. So
can't live with it, can't live without it.
Right. So the cholesterol is made in the liver. It's sent out of the liver on lipoproteins like LDL, IDL. And then as it's recycled, if there's excess cholesterol in our blood, HDL brings it back to the liver. And then it's also excreted in these bile salts, which are reabsorbed. They're sent out in the first part of our small bowel called our duodenum. And then they're reabsorbed in the ileum, or the last part of our small bowel, as a way to recycle. They get sent back to the liver and they either get broken down or re-excreted.
Right. And so the thinking is, if your cholesterol, so specifically your LDL, is too high,
yes,
it is atherogenic.
Right.
Or it leads to atherosclerosis. Atherosclerosis is the hardening of those arteries and the plaques that build up in the arteries, which is bad, obviously, right, and really bad if we're talking about the arteries that supply the heart.
And if you don't believe in that last statement, you can just swipe away from this video, because that's what this is about.
Right.
So there's different ways to tackle it. So we can either tackle the amount of dietary cholesterol, certainly is debatable and probably plays a very small role in your actual LDL. But we can either tackle cholesterol synthesis, mm-hmm, or cholesterol excretion.
Right. And reducing the reabsorption by excreting.
Exactly right.
I'd say diet, the numbers I've seen is about
20%. I'd agree with that. And different
which
for everybody, for
which
sure.
Which isn't negligible.
No, right? Agreed. We don't need to eat any cholesterol. That's kind of
that's
the bottom
right.
line. Yeah. Okay, so.
Sorry, bacon.
So if you weren't going to tackle the synthesis, which is where a lot of the medications tackle, mm-hmm, because a cholesterol is made from acetyl-CoA, and there's one specific enzyme, HMG-CoA reductase, where the statin class of medications work. So if you're not going to tackle the synthesis, after those bile salts are put into your colon, mm-hmm, they make their way down and they're going to get reabsorbed. One way that you can reduce the amount of cholesterol in your body is by stopping that reabsorption.
Right. So you excrete the cholesterol.
Right. And the thought is that if you don't reabsorb it, then your body has an ability to sense the amount of cholesterol that you have and the amount of bile salts. So your liver says, hey, we're down on bile salts. Let's make some more bile salts. So it takes the cholesterol out of the bloodstream, puts it into bile salts, sequesters it there, and then uses it later on. So you're essentially creating more and excreting more,
thereby lowering your blood level. At the end of the day, hopefully the balance tips towards lowering the blood level.
Right. So that's exactly the thought behind psyllium husk or Metamucil. So let's start at the beginning. How do you normally take this, Paul?
Psyllium husk?
Yeah.
Well, it's available in a lot of plants and
yes,
things. You know what I mean? Seeds, different.
Yep.
You can definitely get psyllium from your dietary sources.
Right.
However, Metamucil is provided as a powder,
yep,
that you mix with a lot of water.
Fair amount of
drink
water.
Try to drink it every day.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste great.
Yeah. Actually, there's the orange. I think it actually tastes not bad.
The orange flavored one.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a reduced sugar one too, because I think originally they had to try to make it palatable, so they added a bunch of sugar, which a lot of people were like, I don't want that.
You're lobbying Peter to pay Paul.
Which one you're okay with. I know. Okay. So when you take it, yes, lots of water, because it will bung you up. It makes this gel-like substance that latches onto these bile salts and trucks on down the rest of your colon, and then you excrete it.
Does it bung you up, or does it promote sort of?
No, it kind of becomes
it
like a gel-like substance.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely does not bung you up. It actually facilitates bowel movements.
I've never had Metamucil.
How can someone with high cholesterol?
Never tried it.
Never tried it.
Because we just made this video now.
Okay, but I've told you about this before. Yeah. So I do not have high cholesterol, and I do take it.
Regularly?
I try to. It's, to be honest, for me, as I'm getting older, it's harder to manage my liquid content before I go to bed, because I don't want to drink a whole bunch of stuff right before bed, and I have to get up to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Welcome to your 50s.
And because of all the supplements, you don't have room for food at the end of the day when you've taken all this stuff. But I heard that if you mix the Metamucil and leave it there, it does turn into a gel, which makes it not very appealing to ingest.
Yeah, I don't think you could ingest it if you left it for too long. You got to go quickly, and then it does that in your body.
Yeah.
Actually, a side note about that too is that you should be careful, because it can bind to other things. So anything that is fat soluble, you don't want to take either an hour before or an hour after. So you want to time it a little bit. So including your meals.
Yeah. Definitely, you're checking with your healthcare provider before you want a regular dose 100%. Of this kind of stuff.
Okay, so anything that we ever do or we talk about considering taking, we talk about the evidence. Is there any evidence, have there any been randomized multi-controlled trials in human beings that have shown there's benefit to taking psyllium husk or Metamucil to reduce your cholesterol?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. There's a lot of supplements that don't have randomized controlled trials that to support their claims. Metamucil, which remember wasn't originally designed with this claim, has subsequently been found. So it's a nice story. Yes. We didn't make it for this, but then later, not the Metamucil folk, but it just got discovered that Metamucil or psyllium husk can reduce your cholesterol, not a ton.
Yeah.
But it's at like 5%, 8%, in around that ballpark. And that's what the randomized control trials show, to the point where guidelines actually, some guidelines do actually suggest it for lowering your cholesterol. It also can help your blood sugar, also can help your digestive tract and those kind of things, more along the lines of what you would think, why it was designed. But as a matter of fact, there is good evidence to support cholesterol.
Randomized control trials, meta-analyses that have shown, and the numbers are pretty, I'd agree, pretty stable in that 5 to 10%, sometimes even a little bit higher for total cholesterol, but 5 to 10% for LDL levels.
For the bad stuff.
Usually at a minimum period of 8 weeks, but some of the studies even ran out to as far as 6 months. Mm-hmm. And this controlled for other diet. They did have, you know, legitimate control groups that were taking either cellulose or other some type of placebo, so they were still performing that and consuming the same diet. And a lot of them actually had people eat a heart healthy diet for the first 8 weeks before, so that the people who were taking Metamucil weren't all of a sudden saying, "Oh, maybe I should eat better too," and kind of manipulating it that way. So they were on a prescribed diet, so that everyone was kind of comparing apples to apples.
Right. And there's been some evidence to show that taking it in conjunction with a statin. See how I whispered it there, not to upset our viewers?
It's equally offensive to those people, regardless whether they whisper it.
I was hoping they didn't hear it. In combination with medications, it can actually have an additive effect for lowering, making the cholesterol-lowering ability of the medication even more.
Yeah, there was one trial where they compared 20 milligrams of simvastatin to people that took Metamucil and 10 milligrams of simvastatin, and the results were equal.
Simvastatin or rosuvastatin?
I think it was simvastatin, And so you reduce your medication in half, which a lot of people are like, hey, I'm happy to take as little as possible, but add the Metamucil to it, and then you can cut your dose in half.
Right. And there are some side effects.
Bloating,
diarrhea, that kind of stuff can
happen. Especially at the beginning, as you drastically increase your fiber intake, your body needs a little bit of time to get used to it.
And not Metamucil, but some of these fiber supplements have been found to have high levels of lead in them.
Interesting.
There was a study that
the heavy metals, I think, are everywhere. It's like microplastics now. It seems like they're everywhere. So
I never liked heavy metal growing up.
I didn't mind
in
it.
High school.
Really? I didn't mind it. Yeah.
You're a metalhead?
Well, see, but even in the late 80s, even AC/DC was considered kind of heavy metal.
I
now
like
it's like pop.
Yeah. I guess I mean like the hardcore heavy metal.
Yeah. But yes, heavy metals for sure. Lead is an issue. So look for a reputable brand. The other thing I'd say is be careful also because it can absorb some medication. So particularly anticoagulants and antidepressants seem to be the ones that are most susceptible. So you got to be careful with the timing of taking this so it doesn't take out everything in addition to your LDL.
There you go. That's Metamucil.
Okay. So what everyone really wants to know is when you go home today, maybe on the way home, are you going to stop at the grocery store or the pharmacy and maybe pick up some psyllium husk
or Metamucil? I'm going to try it.
You are going to? Like you might do it or you're going to?
No, I'm going to try it.
I'd like you to commit to doing it.
I'm going to try. I'm going to commit to trying
We care about Dr. Zalzal. So on a side note, if you have an experience with psyllium husk or Metamucil, please leave a comment. Share what worked for you. This is what really drives our channel and all of our videos. People want to share what they did and say, hey, don't do this. This didn't work for me. Or do this. This really helped me. And the viewers
love have a nurse in the OR who swears by it.
And she had a high cholesterol.
She had high cholesterol. She wanted Metamucil.
Yeah.
And then
her doctor was like, what the heck did you do? And she's like, I took Metamucil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she did other things too. I think she just sort of changed her diet a little as well.
And I think that's what healthy habits do. So when you make one decision, whether it's eating well or exercise, then you're like, well, I'm not going to do all these other bad things. Just do one good thing. I'm going to try to change a whole bunch of things. No?
I've seen some people do the one thing. And then think they don't do any of the other stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, how'd you gain 50 pounds? Well, I was taking this one thing.
Instead of exercising, I was just in the sauna.
Yeah, right.
I watched your other video.
For example.
Okay, there you go. Now you know all about psyllium husk, Metamucil, how can lower your cholesterol. If you believe in that thing, if you like this video, please like and subscribe to our channel.
And remember, you are in charge of your own health.
We'll see you next time.